This is a quick rebuttal to some great comments on a previous video called Farewell UFC regarding the introduction of women fighters in the UFC. In particular, I'd like to thank three YouTube users for some excellent points raised. After this, I'll put the topic aside because although I care about it, it's only of limited scope compared to things I care about more. I see professional sports through quite a simple lens, and that lens is absolute performance. I don't see sports relatively. I'm not interested in the viewpoint that she's really good for a woman or she's really fast compared to other women, etc. I'm interested in the best, regardless of sex. It's because of this simplicity of viewpoint that I don't have time for women's sports, and why it wouldn't occur to me to pay to watch women compete in any sport except one, gymnastics, where women perform at the very same level as men. There are certainly some gymnastic events that women can't do well enough to make it a worthwhile endeavour, the rings and pommel horse for example. However, on balance, they do artistically better than men in female-specific events. In other words, male and female gymnasts are both worth watching and deserve to be rated similarly as athletes. An example of women actually outperforming men might be synchronized swimming or rhythmic gymnastics. No one wants to see men do that, at least I don't think anyone does. Whatever it is, when women compete at the same level as men, I think women's sports are great. Otherwise, they're simply a mediocre pretense that wouldn't even exist but for the excellence of the male events. The principal points raised about my argument that women don't qualify for the UFC were: 1. The women's category is no different to male weight categories. 2. It's a title fight and so, by definition, must headline the whole UFC event. 3. It's about popularity, not skill, and female MMA is popular. 4. UFC is barbaric and shouldn't exist anyway. The UFC started out as almost no holds barred, with no weight categories, and it was tournament style, where you had to fight through rounds to get to the finals. This led to many injuries and fell foul of regulators who thought it was barbaric. More rules were needed in order for the sport and the men fighting in it to survive. So we can say that no holds barred fighting is here, and it has no rules of any kind, and is completely undesirable. So we dial it back a level and introduce time limits, disallow certain techniques, and also move away from the grueling tournament format to the single fight format we have today in the UFC. This is one step removed from no holds barred, but it's still close. There's still the problem, however, of weight differences, which can be extreme, and created a problem which had to be solved. So the UFC dialed it back again and introduced weight categories. So it's here at level 3 that the UFC lives. As close to the fire as we can get without fighters getting too badly burned. Whatever the weight of the fighter, the standard of the UFC lies along this line. However, women can't live along this line. They can't live this close to the fire and need to take their place further back, which means that fundamentally they're not doing the same thing as the men. Weight categories can be counted as another necessary distinction to protect the fighters from excessive risk of harm. However, strength categories, height categories, and categories dependent on reach, experience, age, or of course sex, takes us further away from the closest standard that we have to ultimate. It dilutes the UFC and makes any such category less than the standard of the UFC. The UFC operates here at level 3, and women don't. And they don't because they can't. This is what I mean when I say that women don't qualify for the UFC. Women fighters are well trained, skillful, admirable, exciting when fighting other women, the whole nine yards as far as they go. But they are not ultimate fighters, because they can't live along this line with the men. And remember, that line is not necessarily reserved for men. Women are welcome to tread the very same line as men and fight just as close to the fire as men. If they did, I'd be paying for the UFC as usual, because there'd be no reason to have an issue. I was bold in calling women's MMA mediocre and a bottom drawer performance. I understand how this can be taken to mean that I think women's MMA is worthless. I don't, and it's not. However, a female fighter would lose to each and every man in the UFC, and almost certainly to any of the hundreds of men who are almost good enough for the UFC and just working for their chance. You'd have to go quite deep into amateur MMA to find the first man that they'd definitely beat. That's not criticism, that's highlighting a fact. If that's not mediocre and bottom drawer, strictly when talking about the UFC, then I don't know what is. If I order a fillet steak at a restaurant and they send me a rump steak instead, that's a problem that I won't just ignore. I'm not going to be told that a steak is a steak and so what's my problem? Women's UFC is that rump steak which I didn't order and I'm not prepared to pay for, especially at fillet steak prices. The fact that it's a title event and therefore must headline the show would only make sense if female fighters were the same as male fighters and competing at the same standard as male fighters. As we've seen, they're not, and so the title element only logically applies to other women. It has no relevance to the men, and it should therefore not feature over and above the men, ever. If women had their own section within the UFC, and we said that it's a title fight, and if you want to watch it, you just pay an extra $5 on your pay-per-view fee, or even if it was simply an additional fight on the card for those who are interested, then I'm fine with that, and I'd certainly still pay for the whole event. But instead I'm being told that chalk is cheese, and that a women's title fight is worth the same as a men's title fight, and I should pay the same and like it. No. Maybe many take the view that the UFC is not about ultimate anything, certainly not anymore, and it's really all about excitement and interesting matchups. But I still think that whilst that's obviously true, the exciting fights still have to take place here, along this line. Until the UFC is renamed to the Exciting Fighting Championship or the Interesting Fighting Championship, I'll probably continue to take this view. The final point concerns MMA itself, and if it's something that should be celebrated at all. The same argument has been put forward for boxing, and I think there's a stronger case against boxing, but not to get distracted, this kind of sport is indeed very rough, perhaps even barbaric. Men are enduring serious risk, pain, and potentially life-changing injuries, simply for pay, fame, and for the enjoyment of spectators. My opinion is that men want to do these things, and will always do these things. I don't believe it's something imposed on men, nor is it an aspect of male disposability. Although, if they were doing it for peanuts, or just barely to survive, there'd be a case for arguing that. The skill level required for top MMA fighting is about many of the things that make men great. It's the speed, endurance, intensity, dedication, the exceptional capacity for improvement, and of course, the highest level of performance embodied by men, which makes the UFC what it is. And the choice that men make to compete is worthy of respect. That said, I'll close out by quoting a very astute comment made on the Farewell UFC video, with which I fully agree, addressing an angle I didn't examine. Thanks for watching.